to that, like, do the people know what they will lose? Like, you said last year when we started this Princeton plan for realignment, that we can fit all the kids in the Durham building. And you're right, we did. But everyone feels very on edge about it's to capacity. There's not a lot of extra room. So tonight you said to the board, we can fit everybody in the Carroll building. I promise you that. And that's what was promised last year about the Durham building. And I don't think anybody was really happy with that. So she is telling all of you, we can fit everybody in there. But what are we giving up? When I was at the budget hearing, Jess, you had mentioned that we were increasing the parking lot because there's about 55 staff members from Durham going down there. How many, once all your staff is there, how many extra parking spaces do you have? Will there be grandparents' days? Will there be assemblies? Is there parking to drop off pre-K? Are you going to have to use across the road that we don't own? How are the buses going to be lined up? Is it going to be chaos at dismissal? I totally agree that sitting kids before school is ridiculous. I totally agree with that. But I think that we're missing the point, and I believe that I've sat through a lot of meetings here where you guys cut and cut and cut, and then we spend the summer and the fall putting everything back in. So I don't believe any numbers. So I don't think you're going to, there's savings or anything like that. But I just wonder what else you're going to lose if you're taking Scott away from the elementary. I'm not saying that he isn't going to be great up here, and I'm not saying that Tom isn't going to be great down there. But I've subbed in that school building, and my son goes there, and I know the awesome things that he's